Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hurt Women Heal. I am your host, Prophetess Kalisha White. Please go with me to the throne of grace. Dear Heavenly Father, O gracious Lord, we just come before you, Father God, as humble and broken as we know how on today. I ask, Lord God, on today that you will hide me behind the throne of grace. I ask that you will allow my lips to be lips of clay, Lord God. I ask, God, that I will only speak what you would allow me to speak. Allow Kalisha to sit down and allow the Holy Spirit to stand up. I ask, Father God, that each and every person that will tune in and listen, that you will give them clarity and that your word would fall on good ground. I ask right now that you will remove scales from our eyes. I ask right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will do what only you can do, Lord God, and that is with the heart. You will minister to each and every one of our hearts, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for the word that you have given me, God. I ask, Lord God, that I will be obedient. I give you glory and honor that is due unto your holy name. It is in Jesus' sweet name that we pray. Amen and amen. Welcome. As I stated before, this is Hurt Women Heal, and we are still doing Food for Your Soul with myself and my husband, Pastor White, and we will be doing that on Saturdays, but going forth on Mondays, God has given me a new ministry, which is Hurt Women Heal. And just to give you a small introduction, basically, this particular ministry came through my pain. God allowed me to birth it. And I bless God because once I did birth it, I was able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And even though it's called Hurt Women Heal, it's for men as well. Sometimes the enemy will try to keep in our mind and make us stay in a place of depression and pain of something that we felt from the hand of someone else. And we never really give ourselves an opportunity to really get healed through Christ. And so what happens is we nurse wounds, and the wounds never heal because we keep removing the scab so that it can hurt all over again. And God is saying that we can be healed through Him. Amen? So the introduction that I would did was just a small one, but the topic that I wanted to go straight into today that God gave me was actually my why became worship. My why became worship, and that in itself can really preach all by itself, because we as parents don't like when our children ask why. We tell them to do something, and if they say why, our response is usually because I said so, or some of us go to drastic matters, but the fact of the matter is, our whys, we don't like to be questioned. So why is it that we are children of God and we are always questioning Him and asking Him why? We are always saying, why do I have to go through this, Lord? And why me, Lord? And why this? Why not you? Why not? And so I have learned to turn my whys into worship. And I'm not just talking about the worship that we do sometimes for form and fashion. I'm talking about worship when you are hit with things sometimes that you cannot even comprehend in your own mind. And even though sometimes we meditate and we process, who's to say that we're always processing things the correct way? And so what I have learned is, God, I need you more than I ever thought. And my whys have become worship because now I've gotten to a point that I do not care why. I just want to know that, God, you are going to be with me in the end. And so whatever I may have to go through and whatever may come my way and whatever I may have to deal with, I'm no longer saying why. I'm saying, Lord, I will worship you. I'm saying, Lord, I thank you. you. Whatever test comes, I have to raise my hands and say hallelujah, because he won't give me the test unless he's already equipped me. And so if he's already equipped me, that means he's already qualified me. And if he's already qualified me, that means he too will justify. And so I don't have to ask why. All I have to say is, Lord, hallelujah. I just got to raise my hand and say, I'm a willing vessel. But what happens is the whys that we have will take us to a place that we sometimes cannot get ourselves out of. So sometimes people start saying, and you start sitting and pondering, and, man, I don't understand why this happened to me, and why did this do, and da-da-da-da-da. And before you know it, you done allowed yourself to go into a place called depression, and then you done had you a nice big pity party, and didn't nobody show up but you. And so what you have to learn how to do is say, God, no matter what you throw my way, no matter what may come my way, I'm still going to serve you. And so I wanted to go into two particular scriptures. I first wanted to go into John 4, 23 and 24. And it's in red, so we know that's Jesus speaking. And I am coming out of the King James Version. And it says, but the hour cometh now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so what that lets me know is that I cannot try to worship God in my natural. And that's why, and I was just talking to Prophetess Brown earlier, and she was telling me that oftentimes, if you think about the worship songs that we listen to, we often want to listen to a feel-good worship song. We want to listen to something that makes me feel good, but my worship is unto God. My worship is not unto me. And that's where I start thinking about me and why, and oh, it's me, Lord, instead of worshiping him for who he is, for worshiping him for what he has done, for worshiping him for just being God by himself. And so what happens is, in order to worship God, you have to worship him in the spirit. You cannot worship him in the natural. If you stay in the natural, you'll deal with natural things like feelings that are temporary. But if you go into the spirit, then you'll be able to worship God in the spirit and with the truth, which is the word of God. But what happens is we stay in a place of feelings. We stay in a place of how we feel, what we want, how come I can't? And we never get into a place of, God, what do you want? Lord, here I am. Lord, I'm pouring myself out so it can be less of me and more of you. And so I was also reading another scripture, and I believe it's actually in Matthew. And I thought about sometimes even the disciples can have powerlessness in them. We, as God's disciples, can be powerless if we don't really tap in to the Holy Spirit within. And so in Matthew 17, the 17th chapter, 20, and I believe 21, it says, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. There's a word that we all need to bring into 2018. Prayer and fasting. We don't want to tear down this flesh. So in breakfast, lunch, and dinner, we go feed our human. But how often do we feed our spirit breakfast, lunch, and dinner? And so some things can only be handled and taken care of by prayer and fasting, like that why. Why, God, is this happening to me? But when your why becomes worship, you don't care what's happening to you, just as long as God is with you while it's happening. And so I'm learning that in this walk, we're going to have a lot of obstacles that are going to come our way. And the more you say yes to God, the more and stronger the enemy is going to come to you. We have an adversary that is real. We have obstacles that come. We have trials and tribulations. But Jesus already tells us, be of good cheer, because he's already overcame the world. But instead, we're not of good cheer. We're thinking that we're in this all alone. And so your why is always referred to you. Instead of us trying to ask God, what are you trying to teach in this season, God? Not so much as why is this happening, but God, may I ask you, what are you trying to show me? What are you needing me to get from this? What is the lesson in this right here? Whether it be a loss, whether it be hurt, pain, abuse, whatever we may encounter and go through, what are you trying to teach me here? The problem with a lot of us is we think we know more than God. Even though he created us, even though our parents only carried us, God created us, so he knows everything about us. If you go and ask your mother or father right now, when will you die? They don't know. Only God does. And so what happens is we look to man. Why should I get on the phone and tell someone all my problems? What can you do about it? But yet listen. But when I first go to God and all the problems and everything that I'm going through becomes into a worship, then I stop thinking about myself and I start thinking about God. And I think about how I was created. And then I start going into a place of worshiping him. And then he brings back to my remembrance how I may have been in this particular place before. And if he did it back then, surely he'll do it again this time. But what happens is we stay in a place of what someone did to me. Can you imagine if Jesus was to turn around every time someone did something to him and said why about it? We would not even be here. Oftentimes, we have to just say, it's because it is what it is, and move forward. There's not a whole lot you can do about anything unless God is in it anyway. And what will be, will be. And what happens is we're trying to understand things sometimes that don't need to be understood. I know someone just said, well, what about the scripture? And all are getting an understanding. Yes, get an understanding that your why needs to be worship. Your why does not need to be questioning God. We need to stop questioning where God has placed a period. We need to just start saying, yes, Lord. We need to just start saying, thank you, Lord. We sometimes complain about the simplest of things. Why, God, did this person not talk to me? Why, God, is this happening to me? Why did I get a C instead of an A? Why did I get a speeding ticket? Well, you got a C instead of an A because you didn't study like you should. You got a speeding ticket because you broke the law. The person's not talking to you because they got their own issues they're dealing with. But we make everything so personal as an attack us. And we never take the time to really see what God is trying to show us. I am telling you, unless you really surrender to God and you really start tearing down this flesh, you are going to be a man most miserable, because you're going to go through life always feeling like someone owes you something. And the Bible says, owe no man nothing but to love them. Nobody owes us anything. God never said that life would be easy. What he said is, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Those are words to hold on to. Oftentimes, if we look at our situations and our circumstances, if we really be honest with ourselves, we will say, sometimes I've put myself in certain situations that I shouldn't have. And even though I repented and even though I asked God to forgive me, there's still consequences sometimes. And so sometimes we're having consequences for the decisions and choices that we made long before. It does not mean that God doesn't love us. It does not mean that God has forgotten about us. It just simply means that the why that we have in our spirit, sometimes we have to ask ourselves, what have I done? And not so much what have I done, like a condemnation, what have I done? But God, what can I do going forward so that even when I face myself in situations similar like this, instead of me questioning and murmuring and complaining, I will just raise my hand, even if I have to say hallelujah anyhow. You know, one of the things that God has really placed in my spirit is that we don't surrender to him. A lot of us don't even have a relationship with him. And I don't know why God has me going this direction, but I'm going to go there and be obedient to the leading of the Spirit of God. It is important that we don't think just because we're doing a whole lot of things that and say they're of God does not necessarily mean God is in it. And so we don't take the time to get in proper relationship with him. And we don't take the time to have proper fellowship with one another. And I know I have so many smart people that will say, well, I ain't got to go to the church, and the church done hurt me, and the church done did that. But you know, that husband and that wife you married to hurt you too, but you're still with them. Those children that you had, they done hurt you before, but you still tend to them. That job that you're working at, some people done hurt you and disappointed you, but you're still going there. But when it comes to God, we have every excuse on why we will not do. And you know why? Because out of everyone, God is the only one that truly gives us free will. Everybody else has some type of condition, but not God. God gives us free will. He allows us to choose freely on who we're going to serve. But we don't give God the honor that is truly due to him. We say a little quick, thank you, Lord, all right, Jesus, and move about our day. But when have you really taken the time to get on your knees and tell God, thank you? Thank you, God, for life. Thank you that I was able to open up these achy eyes. Even though, God, I know there has been times in my life, some things that we want to take to our grave that other people will never know of what we've done, but God knows. And he gave us mercy and grace. And oftentimes we murmur and complain about everything that we don't have, and we never open our eyes to the things that we do have. Every time God allows you an opportunity to live to see another day, that means there's hope. And if you have hope, that means that I still have hope that God still has purpose on the inside of me. Our purpose is not just to be housewives and tend to our children. I'm sorry, I know I probably upset a lot of people right there, but it's a reality that we have to listen to. You know why? Because the Bible says, train up a child in the way they should go. So one day, those cute little babies are going to grow up and go. And then what are you going to do? Especially if your focus has just been children and you never took the time to really get into relationship with God. It is time for 2018 that our New Year's resolutions stop being about selfish things. We're such a self-centered people. This year, I'm going to lose weight. This year, I'm going to get a job. This year, I'm going to make money. This year, me. And we never take the time to say what I'm going to do for God. For me, my 2018 is I'm going to live such a consecrated, separated life unto God so that when the Spirit of God moves, I can hear. I want to be so sensitive to God that when he tells me to wake up, when he tells me to write, you reach out, you call this person, you pray, you intercede. I want to be that vessel for God. I mean, when we really think about it, Jesus died for us. Surely we can live for him. And so we get so focused on us that we stop and we never take the time to realize that we were created to worship. Him. That's what we were created for. And one thing for certain, all of our bank accounts may be different. All of our walk in Christ may be different. Our relationship with our children and our parents and our family, different. Our work, our education level, different. But when we die, all of our coffins are the same size. It is time that we start really being serious about God. Pastor White preached that yesterday. It's time to really be serious. We take life for granted, and we take God for granted because he gives us mercy and he's done it so many times. And so we become the children of Israel and we murmur and complain instead of saying, thank you, Jesus. If you really look your life over, it wasn't mama and daddy. It wasn't brother and sisters. It wasn't husband and wife. It was not children. It was Jesus that got you over. He is someone that we never very subtly acknowledge. And when I say acknowledge, I'm not talking about when we're going through or when he blesses us with something. But I'm talking about acknowledging him on a daily basis. We get on the phone and we run our mouth and we talk all day long about everything and nothing. But how often do we sit and talk with the Father? I don't want to go through life doing things that I think are pleasing. I want to go through life doing things that are pleasing to God. He does say he will give us the desires of our heart. But my God, today, I want my desire to line up with his word. I don't want God to give me anything that I want out of a selfish mode. I want my desires to be that of which God desires for me. And so my why became worship, because I realized when it all is said and done, people can encourage you with word. They can even send a prayer up to heaven. They might be able to even hug you and hold, but only God can turn it around. He said, I will give you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And that why sometimes is exactly that. And so I told myself, and I served the enemy notice, that in this season and in this year, I'm going to be about my Father's business. And in order to be an ambassador of Christ, we have to tear down this flesh daily. I am sending a war cry out to the wailing women. It's time to get back on your post. It's time to pray and intercede. It is time to fall back in love with Jesus. It is time to make God our priority. It is time, for we are living in such a time, in a dying and sick world, that sometimes we are going to only be the only Bible that many will ever read. My question to you is, what is your Bible reading? I thank you for taking the time to tune in with me on to before on Mondays going forth. I don't have an exact time, so whenever the Holy Spirit tells me to get on, I will, but it will be for Hurt Women Heal. On Saturdays, myself and Pastor White will still be doing Food for Your Soul. I thank you and I bless that something was said that touched your hearts, that allowed your minds to really meditate. I ask that there was a paradigm shift in the spirit. I ask that God's word fell on good ground. If nobody else tells you today, God loves you and so do I. I am your host, Prophetess Kalisha White, and I'm signing out. God bless.